Welcome to a surprise edition of the Glint Standard. So you don't know what we're talking about. Craig doesn't even know what we're talking about today, but I do. And so, should I reveal? Okay, I'm going to reveal it in just a minute. We're talking today about nothing that has to do with advertising.
Awesome.
Or marketing. I mean, it's the
From
summer.
From two really awesome ad executives. That's what we're doing?
Yes.
Weird perspectives, maybe?
Maybe. I don't know. I would like to think that mine are practical. So here's what we're going to talk about today. Our loving latelys.
Loving latelys, okay.
Our loving latelys. I heard that term from a podcast, a book podcast I was reading. And or watching or listening listening to, and they use that term, and I just can't get it off my brain. Loving lately, you know. So I did a little bit more research, just Googled it, and it's actually a big and rich term.
Oh, country
or
singers.
Song.
Yeah.
Okay, well, seeing is that I'm not,
I don't know that I know that song, but if I heard it, I probably would.
But you've heard of Big and Rich.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, loving lately. And so, basically, the whole idea is to talk about what you're obsessed with, what you are talking about to other people quite a bit.
Okay.
I see, I already know where your mind is going.
Because I bet you don't.
Well, you're going to say, Erina, you're talking about how it's too hot every single day, multiple times.
Well, that's your thing.
I know. But anyway, so that's what we're going to do today.
Okay.
So do you need like a minute or
two?
No,
I'm good. So when you tell me this, the first thing that pops in my head, any idea? I love me some me, Terrell Owens, along with the Cowboys, when he was having some troubles and he was on the news and... It just, I don't know why it makes me go there, but it does.
Okay, but that's what you're loving lately?
That's just when you said it. That's the first thing I thought of.
Okay, very interesting. Yeah. What is Terrell Owens doing now?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Don't have any idea.
Didn't he have a reality show? But we digress.
Probably.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, well, why don't I start? Shocking.
Okay.
And I brought some props. I have a little bit of show and tell.
Nice.
So, y'all, it is hot.
It is Texas.
And it's Texas. We've just had the hottest June on record. Everybody pretends like they don't know that it's going on, but it is. We just had July 4th celebrations in Fort Worth, and there was a grass fire that started. It's just unseasonably warm, and I'm obsessed with it. I talk about it all the time. I am not going to apologize because you just need to acknowledge. So when I say it's hot, you say it is. It is the
it
end of
is
the world.
Hot. You look
you say,
miserable.
Yeah. That's what you need to say. Do not say it's not really happening. So, you know, I'm obsessed with TikTok lately.
Mm-hmm.
And I am a consumer. I like to try out things.
Yes, you
so
are.
Anyway, I am obsessed, and what I'm loving lately are portable AC units. But this one in particular is very cute.
Okay, I gotta look
and
at
it's
that.
Kind of mod. See?
See, got water in it?
Okay, so yes, you put water and you put ice. So ice cold water at the very top, and it sprays out mist. And when I tell you, it works and lowers the temperature of your room.
But don't you get all damp?
No. No, and you're talking to me who cares about my hair.
Yeah.
No, not at all. Oh, it's supposed to be connected to my USB. But anyway, you turn it on, the little fan comes on, you can direct the air. It's by my bedside. Like I said, it's cute. It's not the big white thingies. Because there's several.
Yeah,
I didn't know that they sold several.
But didn't I just hit your head? Does it get your whole body? When you're hot, your whole body's hot, right?
Yeah, but...
That works? It gets it all?
Maybe it's a psychological thing. I don't know.
Mm.
But y'all,
now we might
this.
Be getting somewhere. I'm loving that,
feel...
too. I'm loving that I get to tell people this.
makes me feel nice and cool. So I'm loving lately a portable AC unit. This one I got off of Amazon for no more than $25.
Dang, that's cheap.
Comes in pink and green, which I love.
I would go for the not pink one, I think.
Yeah, and I think like white. But anyway, love it. Sprays mist. Yeah. That's my number one. Okay.
Nice.
What are you loving lately?
Whew. I love that I can be out in the heat and not die.
I think
without any contraption, like you get yourself conditioned to it type of thing. I love it. No, I've been doing a lot more just trying to get my health back.
Mm-hmm.
Coming off of the pandemic and all that, they say you're probably one of three things, a hunk, a chunk, or a drunk. And at times I've been two out of three. I'm not going to tell you which ones. So I've gone back and I'm starting to, feel strong again and just moving more. And it's probably been about 3 months and it feels really good.
Yeah.
And I can go out and I'm like killing myself and I'm not going. I used to set my tests for myself. Like, got to get this done in an hour. How long is it going to take me? I just do the work.
Mm-hmm.
Done.
Mm-hmm.
Get too hot and jump in the pool, cool off.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm loving that aspect of my life. This made me love every other aspect of my life a lot more because of it. So it's not an object,
mm-hmm.
but it's just a state of
which
being that's really good.
Yeah.
And really thinking about some of the podcasts we've done recently and about, I know Eisenhower method was one of those,
mm-hmm.
and I'm implementing some of those things just in life, not
mm-hmm.
just at work. And it's been really good. It's like it takes a lot of the stress away, and I feel really settled. And I feel like we're doing better work.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I feel like I'm doing better work because of it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm a little more focused.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't seem as burdensome because I get really intent on what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm starting to see the really good things a little bit sooner and being able to take those and transition those a little bit faster as well,
yeah.
which I love. So then I get my gratification for, instant satisfaction of something. I get excited about the work I do. I get excited about putting rocks in the backyard and you're done. You look, ooh, those rocks look cool.
It's something
stuff like
about,
that.
I think, feeling accomplished.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
I love that
really
feeling. I do.
It does motivate you.
Yeah.
And that's why, going back to to-do list and things like that, it's really important. They also say when you get up out of bed, you turn around and you make up your bed.
Yeah.
And then that starts that whole feeling good about yourself and accomplished. I don't know. I think you're feeling kind of invincible. I like that.
A little bit.
I think it's okay.
But not on the arrogant side.
No,
just feel good. Feel good about where things are just across the board and just in life in general. And right now kind of feels a little doom and gloom a little bit. But I feel great.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah, it does feel a little doom and gloom.
It does.
Okay, but I won't.
So I'm combating that.
Okay, I won't stay there, but that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it affects everything else that you're doing.
It does.
Yeah. Yeah, so you're working out, you can stay in the heat, you did a volleyball tournament,
And here's the awesome thing about that. We call it the Lloyd Four. I call it the Lloyd Four. So it's the first time my wife and I met playing volleyball,
mm-hmm.
so we've always been sports people. And this is the first time my two boys joined us. So it's the first time all four of us were on the court together,
mm-hmm.
playing together
mm.
through an entire game in a tournament. And it was great.
And
of
there
course,
was laughter.
There was laughter. And typically there's not a lot of laughter when you play with me because I get really intent and I just bark orders, not intentionally to be mean.
Right.
And then when I'm done, I'm like, hey, let's have a beer. And everybody's like, I'm having a beer with you.
Yeah.
Like, oh, why? Oh, didn't realize I was doing that. So I think I was better than normal. I think we played really well,
mm-hmm.
and it helps to have, two young kids that can jump and just kind of float.
Yeah.
And spring is what the other teams, they just spring. I go, yeah, I remember that. I go, and then the ground moves a little bit.
But there was one time when you floated. There was one time.
I like to think so.
Yeah.
You do that, man, it feels awesome.
Yeah.
To be up and you're just you're looking around. Oh, and you're up there forever.
That's
so great.
That's good.
Yeah, so that was awesome.
Yeah,
that's a really big highlight.
It was your birthday.
And it was my birthday.
So
the day before is my birthday. Played the tournament, and the next day is my youngest son's birthday. That was a great weekend.
Yeah, celebratory.
Clearly all about me.
So you feel like you can overcome things. You can overcome the heat. You can be more athletic. You're doing things that you never did before.
Makes you feel youthful.
Some endurance, some stamina. Yeah.
I think as you get older, you need some of that. I want to feel young again.
Yeah.
There's a lot of days you don't.
Yeah, yeah. And I know that that's your loving lately because you talk about it quite a bit. And yeah. I think that's a good thing. I'm pleased. I love it. I love hearing about your workouts and how you're being put.
Yeah, she's pretty mean sometimes. I don't think she likes me anymore. But it's good. It's a really good thing. I'm not complaining at all. She's very good at what she does.
Okay. So, my second loving lately
is... it cake?
No, but, I mean, because that's not lately.
That's loving always.
That's all the time.
That's loving always. Okay,
my bad.
It's
all the time. Yeah. But this is not necessarily an item. But I have had in the last... well, really, it's consistent. But I will say more so in the last 3 weeks... the best conversations with women, particularly Black women.
Mm.
And they have left, and I talk about this all the time, the plight of the Black woman, all of it. But there is nothing like being with ladies that can finish your sentences because they know and they've been there. Now, I might not know them on any other plane, on anything else, but we share similar experiences.
Just an unknown common bond kind of thing.
And it's sad, but it is just so validating. So one of the instances in the last few weeks was something I orchestrated, connecting people, which I love to do. Mm-hmm. And then the other, I have to do a big shout out to Kamika Crawford from Richardson ISD. The executive director of their foundation, she brought six other women together, including me, last night, and just from all walks of life. And it was just natural. There was no competition. There was peace, and it was very safe being vulnerable. And, you know, I mean, that's better than any object, any portable AC ever.
Yeah, so I'm loving that, comfortable that quickly too with people you don't know. That says a lot.
Yeah,
when you just have that immediate connection type of thing.
Mm-hmm. Wow, it's just a lot to do with that, and I'm just so excited that we here at Glint see that as a, you know, as an opportunity, or just recognize the plight of women and underserved women, and are trying to be mindful of those things as we operate and as we work, and I'm thankful to be a part of an organization that makes it important.
Which is much yours as mine. And it's definitely something we I think we have to keep focused on as we continue to move forward, which all companies did.
Yeah.
I think some are getting a little bit better, but it's going to be a long time coming.
Yeah.
I think. Part of that is just perspective, I think. And it's really cool that it's not just you got there and it got comfortable and it was chit chat, hey, how you doing?
Mm-hmm.
It's about, from what you've told me, it was about business as well. It's about work. I've always said, I don't know how women do it, just in general, because you still take care of the home as well and you work full time. And the higher you go up in your career, the more demands are put on you there. But also, the more demands you have from your family.
Mm-hmm.
Not just your immediate family, your core group at home, but then you've got parents as they start to age.
Yeah.
And you have all these different pieces that ultimately you are 100% responsible for. So my wife and I talk about this all the time. Just take a break. Sit down for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, just chill out. Well, then I'm not getting anything done. Guilt starts kicking in. I don't know how to solve those things.
The guilt
is a terrible thing. And I wish there was a way to, I wish I could just hit a button and go, let me take some burden away. But I know that's not my job. I just need to listen.
Listen. And I think also repetition and saying, everything's going to be okay.
It's pretty easy.
Sometimes that's it. Everything's going to be okay. Sit your crazy behind down.
Yeah, I'm not saying that part. I'm not doing that part.
No, I know. Well, that's what James says. Go sit down somewhere. Like, just go sit. And then that's when I know. And it's all going to work out. And sometimes that's really all that you need. And just saying it over and over again, it's very comforting. Or you can go buy something really good to eat.
All right, tell me this. Change it up on you a minute. Tell me one of the craziest things you've done. Like, you're crazy.
In what sense?
Just in general, like, lost your mind. I mean, I've got some where I have.
You know? Did I hurt people?
No. Well, I don't know. Did you?
Although I'm recounting, remember when we were talking about serial killers on Friday?
Yeah.
And I kind of replayed that conversation in my mind, and I was just like, because I could have said it's something I've been loving lately.
Serial killers.
And you were like, okay, Erna, you know, giving me
little
that
red
look.
Flag, little warnings going off. That's all.
And so I just replayed that, and it's like, he probably thinks I'm crazy, but yeah. But anyway, the craziest thing.
I don't know.
I don't know. I've done some uncharacteristic, un-Erna-like things, but can't think right now.
Let me give you an example of what my wife told me one time. I tell everybody this. So
okay.
If I'm ever stabbed to death, you need to take a look at her. And I say jokingly, but she was in the kitchen one time, and she's a great cook, and she's always cooking and doing something.
Mm-hmm.
And she's holding the knife, and she's like, you know, what if today was the day I snapped? I'm like, what? Do you ever think about what it'd be like to, you know, just stab somebody in that feeling? I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I'm going to go outside for a little bit. Kind of thing. She goes, because people just snap sometimes, and if you're in that right mode, and I think that's happening a lot lately as well.
Yeah.
Where people do, so it's really important, and I think a lot of that is, you have to be comfortable to talk about the crazy stuff.
You do.
You know?
And I think sometimes to get it out. Okay,
yeah,
so what's
sure.
your second loving lately? What are you loving lately?
I've been thinking a lot about kind of my path growing up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it helps that my boys are getting older, and I'm like, okay, this is about the time I was doing this. And you start to think back in those connections and try to remember the things you did. And when you get back with your friends, you reminisce about the old times. But the great thing is, we'll reminisce about the old times and we're talking about today.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that we have that past and we can connect and remember those great, awkward, we shouldn't have done that times. Those are such great things that make you who you are.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's all the little things that touch you throughout your life ultimately put you where you are today, in this seat right now with who I am.
You know, you don't find that a lot, though. Sometimes when your friends a long time ago, or you have nothing relevant, or you find that you don't align. You know how they say that friends are friends for seasons?
Yeah, I could see that.
So sometimes, I mean, that's rare, and I think that's really good.
And it's, you know, I think there's a difference for me between, there's an acquaintance,
mm-hmm.
and those people pop in and out, and it's great, and it's like you haven't missed a beat.
Mm-hmm.
And there are friends that are there through your whole life. And then there are the best friends that no matter what, without question, you call, they're there, whatever you need, it's done. It's not even going to be a thought of,
mm-hmm.
I'll get there in an hour, I'll do my best.
Or
it's,
let me decide.
It's done.
Yeah,
it's done.
Mm-hmm.
Very rare to find people like that in your life, and
yeah.
I'm lucky to have that.
Yeah.
So I think that's kind of what it is.
Oh,
so,
you're so sentimental.
Yeah. Sometimes.
Okay. Well, quickly.
Mm-hmm.
My third loving lately.
Oh, you have another one.
I know. I'm just gonna slide it in.
Okay.
Real fast. Because you know, it's all about buying things. Okay.
That is kind of what we do.
I know. Okay. So there's this guy. He is a small business owner. He creates perfume oils. And he created this mixture called the Michelle Obama.
Or it just cracks me up, the stuff you show up with it sometimes.
But the most important thing is that he sells it. And you know, I'm the biggest fan of my hairstylist, Regina. And Zawanise, I'm not really sure how you pronounce it, but her salon. But anyway, this gentleman mixes these perfume oils. Y'all, they stay all day. better than any $100 to $200 perfume.
Like the scent stays all day. What
scent,
do you mean?
The scent, it just smells lovely. I get comments on it all the time. He sells them for like $7 a little tube. He mixes them himself. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is some hard work and passion. I love it. And you can get them at Zawinis salon. And he has.
Hey, is this a fan?
Oh yeah, it's a fan. Regina Pick.
Okay. So you've got to at least do the fan thing. That's kind of one of your staples.
It is. It is. I have at least two fans in my purse. So I don't know if it's a loving lately. I mean, it's a loving always.
It's a loving always as well. There are a few of those.
Always.
There are a few of those.
Yeah. But there are always perfume oils in stock. You talk about reliability. He had three new scents the other day. I bought up all three.
They're $7.
$7. But just hardworking, reliable, has made a partnership with someone in the community, and they're partnering together to make sure they're both successful. And
good.
Just a really good product. It's hard sometimes to find quality products at an affordable price. So anyway, I snuck that third one.
Nice. I like it.
That loving lately. So, portable AC. The strength of talking to women, particularly underserved, vulnerable communities of women, and perfume oils at Zawinis Salon.
Nice.
And your loving latelys?
Just life.
Yeah.
Health. Clear thinking. Pathways are good. Just not overthinking stuff as much as I probably used to. Just everything's just really
feeling
good.
Strong.
Not really object things. I have a few of those because I did just have a birthday that
it's okay.
Pretty awesome.
Great.
Pretty awesome stuff. We'll save that for our next one.
Yeah, it's okay to have objects. It's okay.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh no,
I'm
they're goofy objects. They're people go, why do you have that? It just makes
you
me smile. That's why I have it.
You don't have to be philosophical.
Yeah.
It can be, it's okay. That's who we are.
I'm pretty simple.
It's human. It's human. Your birthday, being with your family, those are good things. And those are all very good reminders that we can pick up loving latelys just by the things that we do, the people we're around, and not just things. So anyway, I think that's it for us.
Awesome.
Yeah. What did you think
this
about
was
this,
fun.
This
like,
mystery?
It's nice just to have a conversation.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And not feel like we have to put out some kind of expertise all the time or all this knowledge about how do you get here. Well, I want to do some of that because we'd love to help, right?
Mm-hmm. But and I know what we're talking about.
I do
about.
Just like having the conversation sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, I think we can recap this in our companion blog. And if you'd like to see versions of a portable AC unit, you know I have several. You know I have one coming in the mail from Amazon today. Because I just have to compare. And because it had a 30% off coupon. So, anyway, I'd love to give you my reviews. And if you love this Loving Lately segment, gosh, we could do this every week. I mean, we do it anyway. Anyway, every day.
We do
day.
This every week. And that's one good thing about us. Our chemistry is really good.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's one of those. It's you always have to ask for feedback.
Yeah.
You always think you know what people want. So what do you want? Tell us.
Yeah.
If you see value in the things and our perspective on things, just let us know.
Yep. Anyway, catch us, the Glint Standard, on...
The agency at the Glint Standard is a great way to email us. Watch the podcast. Any podcast channel, it'll be there. Or you go to our YouTube channel and you can see us live doing the vidcast portion of it as well. And drop us a note.
Yeah. Oh, and I'm looking for a really good book to finish out the summer. So, 1, 2, 3, go. Thanks.
Ooh, that was a long ending.
Whatever, they can just listen to it in the...
Thanks for watching this episode of the Glint Standard. You can see more episodes here, or click the logo below to follow our channel, and please hit the thumbs up if you like this episode.